It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Could you be, would you be our neighbor snuggled in around the bay? In one love galore, we love the Roz, we love the jazz, love to mix them all together, help us feel better. We love the arts, the art of blending. All the arts, especially theatrical arts, and especially YMTC, based in Berkeley. An upcoming presentation of Spring Awakening opens February 24th at Malonga Cascalar Theater in Oakland. We'll be welcoming our guests momentarily. And while we get ready, we'll be listening to a cast performance from Spring Awakening, a new musical. One Love FM El Cerrito 97.7 San Pablo. We have a lot of beautiful visage. We have beautiful folks around the mixing board in Studio A this afternoon, this Aloha Friday in February. And we'll introduce ourselves just so you can hear all these sweet voices belonging to
Heaven.
Hi, Heaven.
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Minhal.
Hi, Minhal.
Asher Witkin.
Hi, Asher.
Simone.
Welcome, Simone.
Tatiana.
Oh!
There's always one.
Tatiana, can we check that mic again?
Tatiana.
Ah, there it is. There's always something. There's always one button, isn't it? Simply touch the button. Hey, you were singing along.
I was.
Yeah, so Tatiana and Asher are in the cast of this. Is this a West Coast premiere of sorts?
No.
Okay, but it's a youth musical theater company presentation of Spring
Awakening.
Awakening. And how did this gestate? Why this particular piece this summer?
Well, we so Spring Awakening opened about 10 years
ago. I said summer, didn't I?
Nah, that's okay. Spring, summer, they say summer in it. So Spring Awakening opened about 10 years ago mm-hmm. on Broadway.
Yes.
And it won a bunch of awards and super popular. It was actually based on a play written in the 1890s, and it was first performed in like 1906, and it was banned because it was so racy.
Wow.
It was,
that's saying something.
Yeah. It's about how oppressive societies produce violence and a lot of other bad stuff. But anyway, so then the musical came out, and it had all the raciness of the play, but it had all the hope of young people. And so it's won a ton of Tony Awards. It was just revived off Broadway. And it's a play about youth.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, it's about time Youth Musical Theater Company does it.
Wow. So this has roots going back 120, 130 years. And yes,
yes.
There is a note, parents, guardians, please be aware that Spring Awakening does contain strong language and intense content that may not be appropriate for younger children.
Yes.
And that's appropriate to know. And of course, life is full of every season, joys, pains, sunshine, and rains. And adolescence is a particularly tumultuous time. I remember the last performance by YMTC similarly dealt with themes that were intense. You're not afraid of taking on difficult material.
Yeah. YMTC prides itself on being a real pre-professional training company.
Yes.
And we don't shy away from the material that gets young artists going.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to do Annie.
Yeah.
We've seen Annie a million times.
I got
not
it.
That Annie's bad.
Yes.
But we want to really challenge them.
Right on. Well, we have a team assembled here of youth broadcasters and folks passionate about the theater. So I'm just going to tiptoe over this way. Try not to knock anything over like I did a minute ago. And Heaven, take it away.
So I want to know why you chose this show.
That's cool. Right on it. You're good.
Like, what made you think Spring Awakening?
So because we're a youth theater company, there's something really magical about doing a show where young artists get to play young people. And we actually take it a step further, and there are two adult actors in this show, or adult characters, and we hired professional actors to play those adult roles.
Right.
So you can, and there's just something magical about it. Yeah.
Yeah, just get right on the mic. Don't be afraid to move it and just jump right on it.
So what have you enjoyed most about the experience so far? This is for the actors, too, because I
yeah,
know...
Yeah, Tatiana and Asher are here, yeah?
Yeah, and your lead roles, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want me to go ahead?
Sure. For me, what I always love most about YMTC is the professional training. I've done a lot of different musicals and I've been with a lot of different companies, but I don't ever feel as respected as yeah. when I'm acting with this company. I think they just acknowledge that we're not just teens, we're, you know, pre-professional actors, and they treat us that way. And then the other part of it is just the community. There's never been a time that I've felt as accepted and included as when I'm working with YMTC.
Yeah, I agree with everything Asher said, and also with the show in particular. It's a really, really heavy show, and it deals with a lot of topics that everybody knows about, but people don't really, really know about. And so something that I love about this show is that it's exposing all of it, and it's making it into this beautiful piece of art. And even though we are technically, I think, playing ourselves, it's really hard, which is something I think a lot of us didn't expect. It would be so hard for us to play characters that are so similar to us. But I like a challenge, and the show is definitely that. So, yeah, it's been fun.
What, I don't mean to paraphrase, but it sounds like some of the material cuts lands pretty close to home in the lives of friends, family. That makes it harder.
And I just want to say that there's also something really magical about doing it right now in February 2017. It's totally different. Doing this show right now is different than it would have been last year or the year before. We're in a society right now that is dealing with similar themes. And we live in the Bay Area and it's a little bit more accepting, but, only 100 miles north, there's a lot more, there's a lot more oppression going on. And so it's really been a really empowering thing to see these kids being able to like express themselves in such an amazing way. And really, we talk about how theater is kind of like a mirror to society, and it's a way to shape how we want society to be. And it's kind of an empathy machine. And this show, oh my God, it's just like, empathy is just pulsing through it. And it's really amazing to see young people have so much agency, young artists have so much agency in this kind of tricky time that we're in.
Isn't that, I'm getting a little water.
Okay.
For me, I think one of the other things specifically about doing the show now is that there's still so many people in so many places who think that ignorance is an acceptable alternative to education. And this show just shows that collision course that puts for people, whether it's abstinence-only education or refusing to accept people for who they are, that's something that happens far too often. And this show really exposes the dangers of that in a way that's not only instructive, but, hopeful and beautiful.
That's very much, I can speak again, that's very much the nature of theater. It can be cathartic. We vicariously participate in a drama which induces empathy and compassion. We may know of someone who had been through an experience, and we see it dramatically portrayed, and it's entirely in that regard emotionally participatory. And I think that actually is part of the palpable raw and refined presence of theater arts in our zeitgeist, in our spirit. I mean, our place in culture, yeah?
Yes.
So I appreciate that that the material is bold and that it's being addressed in let's say it's a precarious time where, and our strength is in our vulnerability, our willingness to surrender, to be vulnerable. That's where we find our resilience. Where we find our courage.
And oh my God, these kids, these young artists, have so much courage. The stuff that they are doing on stage is insane, amazing.
Yes.
They are so vulnerable. And I also want to say that the material is also so sensitive that we've actually organized a talk back, which is a panel featuring leaders from the Family Violence Law Center and the Trevor Project. And they'll be joining directors and cast members for an interactive discussion after the February 26th
there
matinee.
We go. And if I may jump in, dates of Spring Awakening, two weekends, upcoming soon now, February 24 to 26 and March 4 through 6. They are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., six performances in total. The location is Malonga Cascalord Center for the Arts. That's in the 1400 block, Alice Street, Oakland, walking distance from 12th Street BART. Again, February 24 to 26, March 4 to 6. Complete details, of course, are online at ymtcbayarea.org. Audience talkback immediately after the Sunday, February 26th, 2 p.m. matinee. Spring Awakening explores some difficult issues, including teen sexuality, the impact of an oppressive culture on families and youth, even suicide. A panel featuring leaders from the Family Violence Law Center and the Trevor Project join directors and cast members for an interactive discussion. So obviously you've all approached this material with great passion, great sensitivity, and realizing that there is such a thing as vicarious trauma, where we may in our own lives have dealt with a particular oppression, a setback, a trauma. And these can be catalyzed or triggered, so we really want to be aware.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when we're approaching difficult material.
Yes.
There is also a resource page on the ymtcbayarea.org site with information about the show and resources for teens who need support or are in crisis. Broadcast team? No, don't worry. We just have to remember to move to the microphone. It's cool.
Cool.
There you go.
So, like, what exactly is a talkback? Because I know it says it's there, but, like, is it, like, anyone can attend, or, like, what's, like, to be expected if you go?
Anyone can attend, and it's kind of, it's a learning opportunity. And it, you know, we'll have a panel with leaders in the community who deal with a lot of these really hard topics to answer questions, to talk about resources that the community has. And I think it's also a moment for the audience to kind of get a window into the actor's process. Often they'll ask actors questions, so like, how did you prepare for this role? Ask directors questions, what made you choose to do this show? So it's kind of just it's a learning opportunity for anyone, and all are welcome to attend. And we're really excited and grateful to the Family Violence Law Center and the Trevor Project for joining us.
Yeah, the play itself, the piece itself, has won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical in 2006. Music is by Duncan, shall I say Sheik?
Yes.
Okay.
Sheik.
Duncan Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
Book and lyrics by, I'm going to let Simone read.
Stephen Sauter.
Ah, thank you. Based on Spring Awakening, a children's tragedy.
Yes.
A German expressionist play written by Frank Veldekind in 1891, first performed in 1906, as you mentioned earlier. This play has endured.
Yes, it has.
How does it manage to stand the test of over its century? How could times have been, has it been rewritten substantially or not much
at all?
So
the play is different, the musical is different than the play.
Yes.
The play very much, the lead character, his name is Melchior Gabor.
Mm.
And there's very much no redemption for him at the end. Mm. It's really about the violence that comes out from an oppressive society and how much harm it does.
Yes.
And there's no hope, no redemption at the end. It's really dark. It's really dark.
I get it.
And the musical has a lot of hope in it.
Yes.
There is redemption at the end. It's about... We've been talking about the final song, Purple Summer, that we just listened to.
Right.
And it's really about what is this next, you know, we're going to leave this all behind at some point in our lives. And what is this next time of hope going to be?
Yes. Got it.
And I, you know, it's funny because a lot of people have an adverse reaction to the musical that are familiar with the play because the play is so intense and dark.
Wow. Okay.
And I think... Even me and my co-director had a little bit of that reaction, like, oh, because Spring Awakening can come off a little angsty, a little, I don't know, do you guys have any, I just think it can come off a little juvenile, but through working with these young artists, oh man, have our minds been changed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is in the artistic interpretation.
Yeah.
The rendering, yeah.
I remember we were doing this one song, and it was just sort of an outpouring of, like, anger and angst, and we were just jumping up and down and screaming. And the director said to us, like, that's not really what this song is about. You have to get specific with it and find exactly what you're trying to express. And I think that's the difference between the work that goes on at YMTC and the work in a lot of other places, where it's not enough just to, like, be loud and angry. You have to find the truth within that. And hopefully when audiences come and see it, they're going to see that it's not just about angst or anger or sadness. It's about the real emotions that people feel every day and tricks to cope with them.
Wow. There's a very fine line to walk there. I know I'm going to divert momentarily to a lot of spoken word that young people are sharing with me. For example, at lunch, we might watch 20 or 30 minutes of spoken word. And there's a line between putting like doing it in a blast. There's a lot of kids are really going through a lot of stuff, but when there's a blast and a blurt, somehow I know that if we refine that piece, that there will be a truth, something that we can focus on a little more tightly and concisely to get to the heart of the matter, past the I don't know what I want to say, past the blast.
Yeah, we've actually. My favorite part of this whole experience is working. This is a smaller cast than we usually have.
Right.
This is also the level of talent is through the roof.
Mm.
And, you know, theater to me is really about seeing truth on stage. It's a mirror. And I know Tati has a lot of scenes that are really hard to just get down to just listening and answering and finding the truth of this moment for Tati as the actor and then translating it and dropping into the circumstances of the play. And it's been such an amazing experience to work with a smaller cast and really be able to like get to that next level. Stuff that I never learned in high school.
Wow.
I didn't learn till college and beyond.
Now, y'all are managing this as active students in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. Or in fact, our whole interview team here is in high school right now. And can we, what grades are we in? Are we juniors and seniors already?
I'm in the 11th grade.
11th
so I'm a
grade.
Junior. Yeah.
You're a junior.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a senior.
Right. When did you find your way to YMTC? Has it been a few years?
Freshman year, I think, for me. I think Asher actually introduced me to YMTC.
Is that right?
Yeah,
right
I did Fiddled on the Roof my sophomore year.
Wow.
Which was just incredible. It was
through
the first
YMTC?
Time, yeah.
Okay, right on.
And it was the first time I'd done a musical like that. And I just basically told all my friends, you've got to come try this. And Tatiana
wow.
did.
Except, talk about standing the test of time. God bless and keep the Tsar.
Oh, yeah.
Far away.
Away from us.
That was his role.
That was my role. I was the rabbi.
Was it, in fact?
It was.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Yeah, beautiful. By the way, about YMTC. Dedicated to providing exceptional training to young theater artists through the production of exceptional musical theater, and I think you can discern that already. YMTC brings together the Bay Area's most talented and dedicated young singers, actors, as well as students of technical theater with professional directors, professional designers, and musicians. Mentorship is a central part of the YMTC program. Taking on challenging and sophisticated musical and dramatic themes, productions are always accompanied by a full live orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the cast is a little smaller on this one. What's the difference between a small, medium, and a large cast? So I don't know what
well,
you think is small.
Well, Tatiana will be in our largest show of the year, which I think will have like almost 40-person orchestra.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I didn't even know.
And the cast is about 30.
Yeah, that's big.
She's playing one of our leads,
that's
Most
true.
Happy Fella, which will be here in
wow.
the summer.
Oh, it's going to be out here in the summer.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about the
yes,
summer.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So I was prescient. Not distressed. I was, not, yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
We'll be hitting you up for,
oh, yeah.
for that.
No doubt about that.
But, so this is a smaller show. The original cast has about 5 girls and 6 boys, but we expanded it a little bit just to give more opportunity.
Yeah.
So we have 8 girls and 11 boys.
Right on. So a small cast is 20-ish.
Yeah, it is.
Which sounds to me like a rather large cast.
Yeah,
from
but
someone
you know
who
what?
Doesn't know.
There aren't... It just feels different. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
More like a working ensemble.
Yeah, everybody... it's a lot of small scenes.
Right.
And then there are a lot of group numbers, but it's not like, now everybody do a box step. You know,
yes.
Like shuffle and tap. It's
right.
It's just like everyone's kind of on stage all the time in the way we've designed it. There's not a lot of... we don't have a lot of wing space.
Right.
We designed it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our... I'm going to probably get this wrong, but I'm going to try. Our band, piano, harmonium,
mm-hmm.
violin, cello, guitar, electric guitar, drums. I think there's even electric violin.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's... then there are tracks that actually electronic tracks that
yes.
come with the when you get the rights to do a show they
yes.
come with
right.
the so that's about the size of this this show, and it's really exciting. We get our band, we have Zitzprobe, which is just a sit and sing on Tuesday.
Oh.
And it's like a rock musical.
Right.
This is a rock musical.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
So
that
we've been just doing it with piano. So
right.
I know these two are excited to start.
Very excited.
To start rocking out for real.
More on YMTC. Currently in 12th season?
Yes.
Is that about right? In November 2016, YMTC produced Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods at the El Cerrito High School Performing Arts Center. This coming summer, YMTC returns again to produce Frank Losser's...
Lesser.
I'm just going to look
Don't
at you.
Don't worry.
It's all right. The Most Happy Fella, with a very talented cast and the largest orchestra that YMTC has assembled to date. That's the last two weekends of July.
Yes.
Wow.
We're very lucky and so grateful to get to use... the El Cerrito High Performing Arts.
It's a pretty groovy theater, huh?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Kevin Little is amazing. Shout out to Kevin Little.
Yeah, you got it. Kev, go Kev. And the technical theater people here, the students
yes,
are great.
Yes, they're amazing. It's such a welcoming community. And
Wonderful.
We're so lucky to,
right
to
on.
Use it.
And we'll big up again. The upcoming performances are at Malunga Cascalord in Malunga Cascalord Center for the Arts. Alice Street in Oakland, walking distance from 12th Street BART. Two weekends, February 24 to 26, March 4 to 6. Fridays and Saturdays, performances at 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 2. Six performances in total. And again, that audience talkback is a one-time event on the 26th, the 2 p.m. matinee. Complete details at ymtcbayarea.org. Were y'all going to rock it a cappella for us here? I don't know if I want to put you on the spot, but...
They are.
Really? You feeling it?
They can do it.
Yeah?
You can just find your note.
Okay.
And then are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna be wounded. Oh, I'm gonna be a wound. Oh, I'm gonna bruise you. Gonna be my bruise.
Yay. I know. I want to applaud the performance. I'm like, wow, there's gonna be we're cruising for a bruising. No, it's I can yeah, that's very tender. Hey, you know what? Asher, your technical theater, you see this little thumb screw right there?
I do.
Give it a turn. In the right clockwise direction, otherwise that's gonna fall in our lap. It does it all the time.
There we go.
Yeah, that's just a little bit.
Righty-tighty.
One day, I'll tell you a little story. That that does that, and it's just because of the way the hardware is. And one day, we had a pair of musicians in here, the Rust Duet, and that boom was hovering over a cello.
Oh, God.
Dated from the year Mozart passed, left his mortal coil, and the artist was bowing the cello, and I looked up and I saw it wobbling, and I caught it in midair as it was halfway to the cello. Can you imagine?
Nice.
Yeah, I know. All of our eyes were this big, so I'm just looking at it. I'm eyeing it nervously. We didn't want to bruise the cello.
We don't have any kind of hardware like that.
No hardware, right, we're good. No, but we have these fantastic voices. Hey, team, I'm sure there's a couple of stones left unturned. What do you think? Just grab that. Don't be a shy. Don't be shy, Minhal. Just grab that thing. It's like we're over at the auto shop.
So, just like when I heard you guys singing, I mean, that was amazing. Like, you know, you hear it in songs and you're like, wow, that's great. Like, how does someone do that? But right, I got the chills. I just wanted to point that out. That was amazing.
Chills. Thumbs up on the chills.
That was so great. Yeah. So how is it for you guys, like, singing up there? Like, is it nerve-wracking? I can't even imagine. I feel like I'm nervous just because I heard you guys sing.
Well, for Asher and I, we both go to Oakland School for the Arts in the vocal department. So we have had our fill of performing on stage. For me, in specific, I've been performing since I was really young, and that I just knew that that was always what I was going to end up doing. So it's always nerve-wracking, and it always will be, but it's way more exciting and exhilarating than nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I think if you don't have a little bit of nervousness going in, you're not giving it enough stakes.
Yeah.
But you use it. You turn it into excitement.
You
got to
feel like you're taking a risk. Huh?
Yeah, a little bit. There.
And can I just say that these kids are, like, going on stage and just performing is nervous. Like, it's scary enough as it is. But the stuff that they're doing in this stage, they are so brave and just willing to go for it. If you got chills now, just wait until you see the whole thing.
As actors, is there a point where you lose yourself, like literally forget who you are on stage and fully occupy your character? And is that part of the thrill of deep, I would call it like deep acting rather than
deep acting.
And I don't know what that is, this character acting, right? But what is that, what is there a point where you transcend yourself? And you, when you snap out of it, you must go like a waking dream. What am I, where am I? I can imagine it could happen. Does it happen?
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the things that drew me to this show in particular was just that intensity of emotion. And there's been times after we've done scenes where I've had to sort of shake it off because, you know, it affects your mood. And I think, funnily enough, though, a lot of the challenge of acting is trying to find those places where you stop being Asher and you start being your character.
Yes.
We talk about that a lot, but if you're doing your job right, there will definitely be moments where you're no longer thinking like, this is how I'm going to say the line. You just say it and you become, you take those imaginary circumstances and you make them real for yourself.
I'm so proud.
Oh yeah, I think you got it.
Spoken like a true YMTC-er.
Right on. Todd, did you want to add something to that thread? Because I have a total, you know how my brain works. You're kind of used to it, so I have a total backwards question to ask as well.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like, especially for me, I've done love scenes before, but in this show, I have quite a few love scenes, and everybody always asks me, like, how was it, or is it awkward, or whatever, but you kind of just lose yourself in it to a point where you don't even remember, or you don't really know how to explain it to them, because you're like, I don't know, it just kind of happened,
yeah.
And luckily, the person, Toby, who's playing my other half in this show is such a sweetheart, so it made me really comfortable, especially with the stuff that the things that we're doing could be really nerve-wracking for a lot of people, and it still is, but it definitely, the directors and just everybody in the cast definitely made it a safe space for us.
Right on. And I had a lighter question in mind momentarily, but I imagine that being so immersed in material, you must transfer some of the emotion of working with this material. I mean, it's with you for months on end. So this particular cycle, you open a script in, what, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, a year?
No. So we started, they auditioned. When did you guys audition?
September.
They auditioned in September.
Yeah.
And then they got cast about a week after that. So they were sitting.
Did they read from this for the audition?
From the show?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And so they were sitting with the material, listening to the recordings and stuff for until January when we started.
Right.
But we've only been rehearsing since January.
Mm.
So it's like a 6-week process. So
do you dream about it at night? Do you have nocturnal dreams?
I go to sleep with the music on.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you do that as a technique or just out of joy or just wanting to immerse?
Well, when I was growing up, my dad's a musician and my nursery was in his studio.
Wow.
And he would be blasting music while I was a little baby going to sleep. So now I kind of can't go to sleep without music on or sound. But I use it as a technique also.
All right. Now I got to ask you a geezer question. So your friends must be sometimes bewildered by your musical knowledge if you had a musician in the family. So what are some things that you knew, like by the time you were 10, that your friends went, how do you know that? Mm-hmm. Like jazz, classical, blues?
I mean, I think the most surprising thing would just be how many different kinds of music I listen to.
Yeah, broad palette.
Not necessarily any
genre.
Techniques or anything like that, but just my dad is was born and raised with all kinds of music, and he's in salsa bands, so he does a lot of Latin music and R&B, Michael Jackson.
Multi-instrumentals, everything.
Yeah, so.
Well, today, I think yesterday or today in my third block, you'll appreciate this, we have several students who are Yemeni. And to be inclusive in a world language class, I asked them to put up some videos in their home language. And then I said, okay, what American music is popular in your homeland? And of course, number one, scroll to the top, MJ.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Michael Jackson. Worldwide, yeah. Can you speak as young, rising professional performers about the value of your immersion in arts as it relates to your development as a human being human, and perhaps some correlations with what that helps you bring to your general comprehensive studies?
Sure. I mean, both of us go to Oakland School for the Arts,
right?
Which is all about using your artistic education to enhance other aspects of your life. And I think one thing about this show in particular that really helped me as a human being and my growth as a person was the idea that hiding from the messy personal parts of life isn't going to help you in the long run. I'm somebody who oftentimes when I'm feeling something will sort of try to like bottle it down or do something else. But this show has taught me that, you know, you can make beautiful things out of that. And in that process, not only do you create something wonderful, but you feel better too.
There you go.
I had an acting teacher once tell me that normal people run away from the fire, and actors have to run head on towards it.
Right, you're like a first responder.
Yeah, and I'll also say, you know, people give arts education, like getting a degree in theater, a useless degree. And that's so untrue.
Yeah.
The life skills that being in theater teaches you are insane.
Would
being on time, being prepared, being able to just have a conversation with anyone you meet.
Engagement skills.
Engagement. Creating empathy. Like, empathy is, in my opinion, what's lacking.
Yeah, on the clausometer these days, I think we need the empathometer to start surging back towards 10.
That's why we call the theater the empathy gym. Mm. And, I mean, these kids are polite, prepared, able to listen, able to think on your feet. That's such an incredible skill.
Yes.
To improvise. So, yeah, theater's done great things for me.
Okay. We have these little pauses where we're swinging these booms back and forth between us. No, here, use my boom. You use yours. Here you go. Heaven, you can always use this one. Yeah, you want to use it? Hey. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What would you say you're most excited about for the show, all three of you?
That's a great question.
So many things. So many things.
I'm most excited for the music. It's just an incredible score. I'm really excited to hear it with the full band. Like Simone said, we've only so far done it with a piano, and it's a really rocking, awesome score that is deserving of the type of live band that YMTC does.
That's going to juice you, I'm sure. Have you done it with the whole live band yet?
No, we have not.
When does that happen?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's a dress? A full dress?
Zitzprobe.
You said Zitzprobe.
Which is a word I believe translates. It's a German word. I believe it translates to stand and sing. So it's literally, it's for the band, really,
right,
and the actors.
Yeah.
But just to stand and...
Can we sneak into it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I never expected you to say yes. You just got halfway invited, but that's because I put my big nose in it. that would be cool, though. I mean, just as a fly on the wall, so to speak, it'd be fascinating to see that happen.
That's
it's live music theater. It's at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's a workout. You're in the gym. Tatiana?
I'm most excited to see the impact it has on people because it's had such an impact on the cast and the directors. So I can't wait to see how much it impacts the audience, because something that I hate about being an actor is I don't get to watch what's happening, because I feel like we're doing such a great job and we're putting our everything into what we're doing, but I really would always love to see that. So I'm excited to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to have an audience. And I mean, these young artists are really just gonna do the darn thing, as they say. And I'm really excited to see the impact that it has too, and how it can inspire people to see that, you know, theater is not just somewhere to escape. It can be also a form of activism.
Yes.
And kind of what it inspires and what it changes in our community.
Absolutely. I concur. I want to redouble that message, treble it. There's always a role for entertainment and whatever. I'll just pick things out of the air, you know, burlesque and that happy film. But the greatest, most potent practice of theater arts is certainly in revealing the deeper dimensions of our human butterfly, the human spirit. So I commend you on your courage. YMT, we're not quite done. I think we have another question or two. I just want to direct our listenership, please, to find YMTC, ymtcbayarea.org, and you can learn all about all the shows, recent performances, upcoming, this coming summer, all about the opportunities for young people around the Bay Area, qualities of an actor, training opportunities, the history of the organization, and yes, how you can directly support the great work of YMTC. You can donate right online. Of course, you'll find lots of media clicks, and you even get some happy backstage pics and clicks and videos, I imagine. Yeah.
And we also have senior group and teacher discounts and veterans.
Oh, thank you for that. And thank you for respecting the vets. You bet.
And also, we'll be announcing our 2017-2018 season when we open Spring Awakening.
Wow, okay.
So something to look forward to.
Yes, always. Tickets will be available at the door 1 hour before curtain. Discounts for students, seniors, military, teachers, and groups. YMTCBayArea.org. Team, any last thoughts?
Yeah, like, I'm just assuming Spring Awakening is your guys' like favorite D musical or whatever. I mean, there's some other musicals. Like, I would say Heather's the musical is pretty like heavy on teen social issues. Like, how do you guys think that compares?
I have not seen Heather's, although several of my friends were in it. From what I've heard from it seems like an awesome show, and I think if you're somebody who likes that musical, you will probably like Spring Awakening too. I don't know, I can't speak on the comparison aspect as much because I don't know the other show, but if it's anything like Spring Awakening, I'm sure it's awesome.
I actually saw Heather's last summer at the Victoria Theater in San Francisco, and I think the difference between all the shows that touch on all those subjects and Spring Awakening is that a lot of those shows talk about the subjects and are about those subjects, but Spring Awakening, literally, you see all of it go on, and it's, I think, the most truthful and the purest way to convey all of the touchy subjects. So
yeah, it's also a little bit different of a genre. It kind of uses like satire and campiness to put those issues in the forefront, whereas Spring Awakening, as Tati said, is really just like a barrel. This happened 100 years ago, but look, it's still happening today.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Well, we're looking forward to YMTC's upcoming presentation of Spring Awakening. Two weekends, February 24 to 26, March 4 through 6, at Milonga Cascalord Center for the Arts, 1428 Alice Street, Oakland, walking distance from 12th Street, BART. You'll find all the information you need from this point forward on ymtcbayarea.org. Thank you for assembling this afternoon. You took time out
thank
of your...
Thank you for having you so us.
Your theater schedule,
we're Oakland... going to rehearsal.
Right.
Yeah, right after.
Oakland School of the Arts. Yeah, arts are... art itself means to blend, and we're, of course, ardent advocates for arts education in all forms. Dance, visual arts, performing arts, musical arts. Some of our sciences and technologies, engineering and mathematics can only be improved by the artful blending of all the facets of character.
Yeah, like what did Winston Churchill say? They during World War II, they asked him to...
Keep calm and make art?
Yeah, they said, why don't you cut the arts so we can have more money? And he said, well, if we cut the arts, funding for the arts, then what are we fighting for?
Wow. Last word. Word. Thank you, Simone. Thank you all. Tatiana, Asher. Team, love y'all. Thank you. Let's do it again. Thank you, dear listener. Again, ymtcbayarea.org. Find all the ticket information for upcoming two weekends of Spring Awakening.